if you know the Patir, like my mom, have their own most precious valuable that they keep someplace.
我相信在座的我们呢，就像我妈妈一样，都有很多认为是有保值钱的东西，我们都把它保存在某一些地方。
是不是？
就是这样子。
The truth is, treasures are not really treasures unless you keep them.
就是说，如果这些宝贝呢，如果我们除非我们是想要把它保留下来，它才叫做宝贝。
If you don't take care of them and leave them just about anywhere, that means they are not precious to you.
如果我们不好好的把它保存着，把它们放的到处都是的话，就表示说我们不是很珍惜它这个东西。
Their value often follows the value of the container where you keep them.
那些宝贝的价值呢，常常是跟着，就是常常是看说我们把它放在什么样的保险柜，什么样的柜子里面，或者什么样的容器里面。
The greater attention or value you give to the container, the greater value you put to the treasure.
就是说，这个保险柜呢的价值越有价值的话，就表示说这个宝贝呢是越有价值的，对不对？
Similarly, in our text this morning, Paul said that God has a treasure.
就像我们今天早上所读的经文，保罗说神有宝贝。
This treasure is no other than but the gospel of salvation to our Lord Jesus Christ.
这宝贝呢，不外乎就是透过我们的主耶稣基督来的救恩福音。
And Paul indicated that this treasure, God chose to place this treasure not in any elaborate enclosures or containers, but instead God placed them in jars of clay.
保罗说，神呢不把他的宝贝放在这个很精致的保险柜里面，可是呢是放在一个瓦器里面。
Paul said, "We have this treasure." In jars of clay.
保罗在第七节圣经经文的第七节里面说，我们有这宝贝是放在瓦器里面的。
Can we repeat that? We have this treasure in jars of clay.
我们重复讲说，就他的宝贝是放在瓦器里的。
Amen. But wait.There must be something wrong with the statement. Why? Because you just don't put your treasures in jars of clay.
这是不是有什么地方不对呢？像说，你怎么可能把你的宝贝放在瓦器里呢？
What is Paul trying to say then?
保罗要说什么呢？
Well, he was actually saying that he and the others like him.Who have been tasked to carry the gospel to the ends of the earth are actually like this jars of clay.
他就是说，像他还有我们这些人呢，就是像瓦器一样，就是这个瓦罐。
That despite of their limitations, despite of their frailty, despite of their weaknesses, God chose to keep His treasures in them.
虽然我们有这么多的限制，神呢还是愿意把他的宝贝放在我们中间。这个宝贝就是他要我们把福音传到地区。
And so we may ask, but why in this jars of clay then?
那我们就说，就问呢，说问神说，为什么要把这个宝贝放在这个瓦器里面呢？
Why does God keep His treasures?In jars of clay.
为什么神要把他的宝贝放在瓦器里呢？
You know, the first reason that I found is that jars of clay are readily available.
第一个理由我想是因为这个瓦器是随处可得的。
Can you tell the person beside you, they are readily available.
请对你旁边的人说，瓦器是随处可得的。
In New Testament times, while rich people turned to ivory, wood, and metal for their daily tools, the common person turned to clay.
新约时代, 富有的人已经开始在每天的用的东西里面, 他们常常是用一些象牙的啦, 或者木制品, 或者金属品, 可是一般的人呢, 就是用瓦器。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because clay was the most readily available material of the time.
因为当时瓦器就是最普遍的一种,
It was used to make everything from pitchers, oil jars, bowls, wash basins, and pots.
就是, 用一般的人都用瓦器来做水桶啊、油罐子, 碗啊、或洗水槽, 甚至是锅子。
Since it was the most abundant material, it was also the cheapest material around.
因为这个器材是最普遍的、最多的，所以也是最便宜的。
And here's the lesson here.
那我们就从这个地方学到一个教训。
God chooses the ordinary, the imperfect, so that through them, as Paul said, God will be able to show that this all surpassing power is from God and not from us.
神选择了我们一般的老百姓，一般的人是如何如此的不完美，所以透过这个，我们就像保罗说的，来彰显神莫大的能力是来自于神，而不是来自于我们。
Church may be reminded that it was God who called Abraham, a man already in his retirement age.
记得吗? 神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候, 他是在
And probably by today's standards, a man already under Medicare.
像今天的标准来说, 亚伯拉罕是在退休的医疗治疗中，就是60岁左右。
But God called him and his wife out of Ur to build this great nation called Israel.
但是神呼召了亚伯拉罕，跟他的妻子从乌尔出来，来建立这个以色列国。
Just remember that it was the same God who chose Moses, a runaway murderer and a man with speech defects.
同样的神，他呼召了、选召了摩西，是一个逃亡的谋杀犯人，而且摩西呢是有语言上面的障碍。
But God called him to lead his people out of Egypt.
但是神选召他。
It was also this God who chose a young man named David.
同样的神也选召了年轻的大卫。
As small as David was, God called him to defeat a giant named Goliath.
矮小如大卫，神使用他来打败哥利亚巨人。
In the New Testament, we find that when Jesus called his first disciples, these were just ordinary men.
在新约时代，耶稣呼召他的第一批门徒，这些人都是一般的人。
These were men and women who didn't have much confidence about themselves either.
这些人对他们自己都没有信心。
As you may recall, most of them had issues.
而且 这些人都有他们自己的问题。
Who among us doesn't have issues?
我们这中间是不是有一些大家都有一些问题呢？
These men all have issues.
我们大多数人都有问题的，有一些问题在我们脑袋里。
But eventually God used them to turn the world upside down and plant the Christian church.
可是神终于用了他们。 把这个世界翻天覆地，而且建立了基督的教会。Amen.
Church, I can go over and over again with these different examples in the Bible.
我真的是可以把圣经里面有无数的例子，我们可以不断的数说着。But
one thing is clear. God puts His treasures in jars of clay.
可是有一件事情很清楚的，就是说神是把宝藏或者是宝贝是放在瓦器里面的。
And listen to this. God uses people not because of their ability.
神用人不是因为他们的能力。
God uses them because of their availability.
神用我们是因为我们的可用性，我们随处可愿意为他所用。
Church, perhaps deep inside of you, there's this deep yearning to serve God.
弟兄姐妹，或许在你的内心深处有一个很深的渴望要来侍奉神。
But you feel that you're not ready yet.
可是我们常常觉得我们还没有准备好。
You feel that you have issues you have to sort out first.
你觉得你要把一些问题先解决好。
You may also feel that you're incapable for the task.
你或许觉得你没有能力来完成这个工作。
But let me tell you this. God is calling you. God is calling you. God is calling you. Just as you are.
可是让我们记住，神呼召我们就是要呼召我们这个本相。
God doesn't care about our resumes or our credentials.
神并不在乎我们的漂亮的履历表或者是资历。
All he wants is our availability.
神所要的是我们愿意为他所用。
Can you tell to the person beside you, God wants your availability.
请你对你旁边的人讲说，神要我们愿意为他所用。
May we be like Isaiah. When God called him in the temple, he readily said, Here I am, Lord. Send me.
愿我们都像以赛亚一样，当神呼召他啊，在会堂中呼召他的时候，他立即回应说，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
Now, moving on to the second reason why God puts his treasures in jars of clay.
现在我们来看第二个理由，为什么神把他的宝贝放在瓦器里。
And here's the reason. Jars of clay live in constant stress.
这个瓦器呢是常常是不断的受到挤压的。
However, despite its availability,Here's the disadvantage with clay pottery.
虽然瓦器是随处可得，可是有一个缺点。
Clay pottery or jars of clay are actually fragile and brittle.
瓦器是很脆弱的，很容易破裂的。
They easily break if you drop them or apply extreme pressure on them.
不小心掉下来的话就很容易破掉，或者是你用的太大的力气的话，瓦器很容易就破掉。
They are subject to wear and tear.
经过一段时间的使用以后，也很容易磨损或者是破坏。
Nevertheless, despite of their being fragile, people still kept using them.
虽然瓦器是这么的脆弱，我们还是不断的使用它们。
And lo and behold, some have even withstood the test of time.
事实上有一些瓦器呢是经过了千锤百炼时间上面的考验。
When archaeologists made their digs in the earth around Palestine, they would sometimes even recover fully functional pottery.
当这个地质学家在巴勒斯坦附近挖地下的一些东西的时候，他们有时候也找到了就是这些瓦器呢还可以用的，是完全可以使用的。
This is what actually Paul meant when he said in verse 8, We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed.
就正如保罗在经文第八节里面说的，我们四面受敌却不被困住。
Perplexed, but not in despair.
心里作难却不是失望。
Persecuted, but not abandoned.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
Struck down, but not destroyed.
打倒了却不是死亡。
we always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
我们身上藏带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
The life of a jar of clay is indeed not at all rosy.
这个瓦器的寿命呢，也不是那么乐观的。
For it's always under threat or danger.
因为瓦器常常就是被挤来挤去，碰撞。
Paul actually acknowledged the constant persecution and extreme hardship he and the others were going through.
保罗也承认说，他受到不断的逼迫，不断极端的困难，就是他跟其他的门徒所经历的。
Paul was actually saying that ever since he came to know Christ, he is indeed carried with him the death of Jesus.
保罗承认说，当他接受了耶稣以后，他身上常常带着耶稣的死。
However, since he also believed that he carried Christ's death, he also believed that he also has the life of Jesus with him.
他也相信，因为他带着耶稣基督的死，所以耶稣基督的生也跟着他。
Yes, I carry Christ's death, but I also carry his life.
是的，我们是带着耶稣的生，也带着耶稣的死。
Similarly, this goes the same for those of us who serve God.
同样的道理，都在我们这些侍奉神的身上显明出来。
But here's the promise, church.
但是神有他的应许。
Yes, you will be hard pressed on every side, but you will not be crushed.
是的，我们会四面受敌，但是不会遭，不会死亡。
You will be perplexed.
心里很困难。
But you will not be in despair.
但是却不至绝望。
You will be persecuted.
你会遭到逼迫。
But not abandoned.
但是不会被丢弃。
You will be struck down.
你会被打倒下。
But you will not be destroyed.
可是却不会死亡。
Yes, you will have the death of Jesus in you.
我们是会有耶稣的死在我们身上。
But you will also share in his life.
可是我们也会分享到神的生命。
God will be there to sustain you.
神总是在那里保护我们。
Amen. So church, don't lose hope. Never lose hope.
绝对不要丧失希望。
The church is undergoing great challenges.
我们这个教会经历了很多的困难。
But God is with you.
可是神一直都是跟着我们的。
I am reminded of the psalmist in that famous psalm.
记得那个有名的诗人所做的诗吗？
He said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you.I will be.
即使我经过死荫的幽谷，我也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
It does not say God will keep you from danger.
神并没有说我们不会经历困难。
But rather it describes that there is sometimes when we feel like we are walking through a dark, dangerous valley.
是常常我们是会走过一个黑暗很危险的幽谷。
But here's the assurance.
可是神给我们这样的保障。
That as we move to that dark, dangerous valley.
当我们经过那黑暗危险的幽谷。
God will be with us.
神与我们同在。
God will be there to comfort us and strengthen us.
神永远在那里安慰着我们。
Amen. Now moving on to the third reason.
现在我们到第三个理由，为什么神
？Why God put the treasure in Joseph's place？
为什么神把他的宝贝放在了瓦器
？And I think this is the most important one.
这是最重要的一个原因。
Joseph's place gives life to others.
因为瓦器，他奉献他自己的生命，他为了别人奉献自己的生命。
Can we all say that they give life to others?
我们可以重复这样说，我们奉献我们自己。
Imagine life in the ancient world without clay batteries.
我们想想看，在古代如果在那个没有瓦器的时代的生活。
It was the most common useful household material that meant survival for the everyday person.
就是这个普遍有用的家庭用品瓦器呢，让我们人类可以存活下来。
Since they are common, since they are being used, even with utmost care, they will experience wear and tear.
瓦器是，即使你很小心的运用，很小心的用它的话，还是会长期用下来会有一些损坏、磨损。
The more they are used, the more stress they go through.
你用越多的话，这个瓦器的磨损就越大。
So here is the possibility of death.
就最后终于瓦器就破，就坏掉。
So Paul said, "Yes, we suffer for Christ. Yes, we face eventual death."
正如保罗说的，我们为基督受苦，我们也面临最后的死亡。
Yet in verse 12 we said, so then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you.
就像在十二节经文这样说，死在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
Because Christ suffered and died that we might live. Paul believed that his suffering actually meant life.For the people he served.
正如基督为我们受苦受死，所以我们可以存活下来。保罗也相信他的受苦，真是为我让其他人可以活下来。
So as he died serving God, people live.
就像保罗。侍奉神，所以我们一般的人可以存活下来。
Sir, I'm not saying that we should all seek the gift of martyrdom here.
弟兄姐妹们，我们并不是说我们要追求像烈士一般的恩赐。
And be like Paul and the apostles of the past, by me, who all met violent death because of their dedication to Christ.
或者是说像保罗啊，还有其他的使徒呢，他们都遭遇，因为他们忠心于基督，所以最后都遭受到很残酷或者是悲惨的死亡。我们并不是说要追求这样子的恩赐。
What I see is that when we serve God in any possible way, no matter how small and insignificant that may be, we are actually giving a part of our lives.
我们这里应该看到，就是在我们在侍奉神的时候，不管是多么的微不足道，我们事实上是把我们生命的一小部分呢，为其他人流露出来。
As we give a part of our lives to others, in that sense, we are dying to ourselves.
当我们把我们的生命中的一小部分奉献出来的话。在这个意义上，某些这种意义上面，我们事实上是奉献了我们部分的生命。
Church, when we deny ourselves the pleasures of this life, like for example vices and other attitudes, for the sake of living a life that is pleasing to God, that is death.
我们牺牲了我们一些生活上面的享乐，一些可能是不好的习惯。 为了要讨神的喜悦，过一种讨神喜悦的生活，这某种意义上面，这是一种死亡。
When you give up your time to be of service for other people, when you have used your time to work and earn more money, well, that is death.
我们有些时候可以用这种时间来赚更多钱，或者是去工作。可是我们放弃这样的时间呢，来伺候别人的话，在这种是一种死亡。
When you think more about the welfare of others rather than thinking about yourself, that is death.
当我们思考别人的福利比较多的时候，而不是思考自己的时候，这是一种死亡。
When you sacrifice a part of yourself for the benefit of others, that is death.
当你愿意牺牲你一部分的自己，使他人得到好处的话，那这是一种死亡。
Jesus said, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，他就要舍己，背起他的十字架来跟随我。
In other words, Jesus is saying, if you want me to entrust my treasures to you, then be like Joseph's slave.
换言之，耶稣说，如果你愿意把我的宝贝放在像你这样的瓦器里面
，be available。Be ready to live in constant stress and be willing to die for me.
就是你要愿意为我所用，要愿意不断地活在各种困难中，愿意为我死亡的话。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
First, as our heads are bowed down,
让我们低头。
I believe God is speaking to us this morning.
我相信神在今天早上要对我们说话。
Paul said,
保罗这样说，
that he has his treasures in jars of clay.
保罗说，我们有一个宝贝放在瓦器里。
I believe all of us here can be like Paul.
我们在座的每一位都可以像保罗一样。
We can be jars of clay.
我们可以是瓦器。
Church, do you want to be a jar of clay before God?
弟兄姐妹们，大家愿意做神的瓦器吗？
Then, let's tell him that we want to be a jar of clay for him.
让我们告诉神，我们愿意做他的瓦器。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Lord Jesus,
我们的主耶稣，
thank you for your presence this morning.
谢谢你今天与我们的存在。
Thank you for teaching us to the life of Paul.
谢谢你教导我们保罗的生活。
Lord, forgive us.
主啊，求你原谅我们。
If we ever live our lives like jars of clay.
如果我们没有生活的像一个瓦器一样的。
Lord, I want to be a jar of clay for you.
主啊，我们愿意做你的瓦器。
I want to be available for you.
我们愿意为你所用。
I acknowledge that it's not going to be easy.
我知道这不是很容易的。
And that I may go through constant stress.
我会经过不断的磨练。
And that it might mean that I will die to myself.
我可能就因此而死亡。
But here I am, Lord.
可是我在这里主啊，
make me as clay，
请你塑造我作为你的瓦器，
transform my heart，
改变我的生命，
This is my prayer in Jesus' name.
愿奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.请大家起立唱诗
279.